coast to coast and worldwide. Webmasterradio.fm presents the best in trade show coverage from around the planet. Now, Webmasterradio.fm, the official radio station for AdTech, presents live coverage from the show floor at AdTech. We now bring you an AdTech Spotlight.
Hey, what's going on? It's Jody from WebmasterRadio.fm. We're at AdTech San Francisco, continuing our coverage down here, and we've got Craig Daniloff. Is that the correct pronunciation? You could stop me right now.
Good enough.
Okay, cool. It's from Commerce 360, and if you ever need to take a break to finish eating your cookie while we're doing this, you're more than welcome to, okay?
If I sound jumbled, it's not personal.
Right on. Now, so tell me a little bit about Commerce 360. What are you guys doing out here at AdTech, and what do you guys do typically?
Well, we're a paid search firm. We provide full service search management, running full campaigns for a lot of large advertisers. And we've developed a search marketing, paid search advertising platform, some software that we make available to our customers to want to use it in-house.
So now you guys are obviously in a space that's a lot of scrutiny right now, especially with click fraud and the sort of the slowing growth of Google's CPC moves. How are you guys handling that, and how is it working out for you guys?
Well, I mean, click's certainly constantly evolving. I think both those issues are sort of larger in the press than they are in the real world from a day-to-day perspective. I mean, most advertisers are certainly able to find the volume, and controlling their budget is not a problem in terms of having a problem spending what they want to spend. There's enough traffic available and enough clicks. Click fraud is a very localized issue, meaning it depends what you're doing. If you've got good controls and overall management of your campaigns, it's pretty easy to spot the aggressive, significant changes that might be a big piece of fraud. There's another element of fraud that's sort of in the noise that you just largely, I think the industry has decided there's 10-15% of stuff that probably is fraudulent. It's the cost of doing business. So both those issues, frankly, aren't very big day-to-day, but once in a while they spike up in the press.
But even then, even as it appears maybe things might be slowing down a little bit, even as we watch the economy slow down, traditional advertisers are beginning to look a lot more kindly on internet marketing because they can target every dollar and track every dollar they spend. Are you seeing a sort of increase in business as the general economy kind of slows down because people are able to spend their money a lot more wisely in this area?
Well, search continues to grow and have a larger share of the defined marketing budget every year. And you know, in the last few years, there's obviously been a rapid evolution of this space where it was incremental, non-budgeted money 3-4 years ago. Now there's significant budget. Now it's a big, important piece of the marketing budget, even at some of the large advertisers that we work for. There's really not, as I say, they have expectations from search, and search is about targeting. So if they know what they want, then we can go find it, and usually the results are really good.
But you're not necessarily seeing a direct link between increases in spending online and the sort of shrinking of the economy in general?
No, not so far. It's much more individualized, meaning depending on where they are in the evolution of their search program and what they expect from it. It frankly has more to do with people getting more sophisticated about search. And as you said, it's trackable, so they're now demanding results within those numbers, and then being able to break those numbers down and say, okay, which component of the program is generating money, and why are we spending this money? You know, so we're in year three, year four of the defined budgets, and now they really want to understand the return. And if they're not getting it, then there's some new questions coming up. If they're getting it, then they want to know how they can spend more.
Right on. And how's ad tech going for you so far? Obviously, it's like huge this year. There's so many people here.
Yeah, it's a big show. There's a lot of interest. Clearly, everyone's here to see what's new and find new vendors and learn things, so it's going great.
Right on. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Craig Daniloff. Give me the right pronunciation.
I would say Daniloff.
Daniloff. There we go. Thank you very much, Craig. I appreciate it. Commerce 360. And if somebody wants to check you guys out, it's commerce360.com, correct?
Correct.
Thank you very much, Craig. Appreciate it.
Live coverage from the show floor at AdTech. From WebmasterRadio.fm, the official radio station for AdTech.